I've always been fascinated by the detail in this painting, particularly the mirror. It's just the sort that would have been imported to Bruges from Venice and landed at the Spiegelrei, or Key of Mirrors, near where Van Eyck lived and worked. If we look at the mirror in detail, you'll see how Van Eyck has included little pictures in the frame showing scenes from the life of Christ. And then, reflected in the convex mirror, you can see the room that he's painted, with everything just a little bit distorted. In fact, it's amazing what we can see, but I'm also intrigued by what we can't see. Why hasn't he included the dog in the reflection? Perhaps he's deliberately left out. Perhaps the dog was an afterthought at the front of the painting. Have you noticed the two figures coming through the door? Do you think one of those could be the artist? In fact, the signature above the mirror suggests that he was there. Jan van Eyck was here, and the date 1434. But does that mean that he was actually there? Or is it referring to his controlling presence as the artist, the person who ultimately decided what to put in the painting and what to leave out? Jan van Eyck undoubtedly was there in that spirit, since nobody else could have painted a picture quite like this. And what I can't help feeling in front of this painting is just how amazing the detail is. I mean, there's that mirror, perhaps suggesting that everything he's painted is a real reflection of the world in front of him. And yet we know that that is impossible. It would have been quite impossible for him to have painted every hair on the dog, every grain of wood in the planks on the floor, every stitch in Giovanna Cinami's dress. And yet, his skill is such that he makes us believe that he's achieved the impossible.